T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We had some chances early and some chances late to do some things and didn't do it.
Big kick up into the air. Loose and covered by Seattle.
Oh, I have no regrets. I don't regret anything. I mean, that's hell. I expected to win the game. We were positioned to win the game. And but that's football.
For grabs. And caught by Luke Wilson.
Losses are bad either way, but the way we lost, you know, we're sitting there up 2 scores late in the game with the ball. You expect to put that thing away.
Wilson toward the end zone. It is caught. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl. Jermaine Kearse.
Aledio.com Sports Station. And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, no. Just got a message from the sheriff. It says, what just happened? We just had 500 cars drive off the road simultaneously. Yeah, our bad. Those are highlights from the 2014 NFC Championship game where the Packers lost to Seattle 28-22. And Seattle, Chuck, in Seattle with the comeback, with a trip to the Super Bowl. Packers led 16-0 in that game. Why are we talking about it, you may ask?
Because it's a game that we never, ever let go of. No matter what, won't let go of. You know, there's been the J.J. There was a catch in San Francisco. I forgot who caught the game-winning catch. It was Terrell Owens in the playoffs in 99.
Yeah.
You know, remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. You're laughing.
I didn't know what noises you were making. I thought you were doing a little baby shark.
Terrell Owens made the catch the year after the Packers lost in San Diego to Denver, got booted out of the playoffs, and I think that was that might have been Holmgren's last game as the coach. And then there was the 4th-and-26 at Philadelphia in 2003. All right. That one lived on for a little bit. And then this one replaced that one. And until this one gets topped, this one goes down in infamy as the worst.
I would like to know if people are over the 2014 NFC Championship game. Because I was doing some digging the other day. Do you know what Dropbox is, Chuck?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
You can transfer files on there.
Yes.
And it's good for transferring audio files.
Yes.
Because if you try to email audio files, it's too big, and then you got to do a Google Drive, and then you need like a code, and then the browser doesn't open, and it's the whole thing.
Yeah, we transfer pictures on Dropbox all the time.
Oh, good. Okay. Sure. Yeah, but my Dropbox is always full because I try to send 5 audio files to myself, and then it fills up. And so the other day, I had to clean out the Dropbox.
Okay.
So I'm cleaning out the Dropbox, and I see this clip here, and it says NFC Championship Game Reaction. And I thought, I don't really remember this. And I opened it, and it was me on the Big Show where I started here at The Fan. It was my first opportunity to talk about the game. Now, what had happened was the game was on a Sunday. Everybody came in Monday. You were here. Everybody came in Tuesday. You know, you were here. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday is when I came in. So for the first time that I had the chance to talk about it was Wednesday, some couple of days later. And I was on the Big Show at the time. And I don't know how you did it on Tuesday. I don't know how you did it on Monday. I don't know how that game could have happened. And then the next day, you have to process all those feelings. I mean, I've had a hard time processing my feelings about the Brewers recently and about the Bucks, but to do that about that game, I don't know how you guys did it on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, it was, prior to that, there was the game where they lost in Seattle in, was it 2012?
The Fail Mary.
The Fail Mary, yeah. So that was the previous tough loss of Seattle. And to date, that was maybe the busiest day ever on The Fan. The day after that game, that next morning, that Tuesday morning.
News stations coming in, phone calls coming in, social media blowing up.
It was. The day after, January of 2015, that Monday, after the Packers had played the early game on Championship Sunday, that Monday took the cake. That whole week, that's all. I mean, we could not. I was stunned. Stunned, man. A Sunday, you know, the playoff weekend in the NFL, playoff weekends are great, except for when your team loses. Because when your team loses.
Oh, yeah.
It just kind of ruins the whole weekend, and that's Sunday night. Because it's like, man, in an instant, your season is over. But this instant was one that was going to, we knew, at least I did, that it was going to just be one that was not going to be forgotten easily. And I remember even saying on the show, you know, we're going to remember this game for a long, long time. And, yeah, part of me thought, okay, when I say long, long time, maybe a couple of months, a couple of years. But here we are, you know, Bart, we're going on 5 years later. Is it five? Yeah, 5 years later. And we're still talking about it.
Well, they finally just made changes that they probably should have made after that game this offseason. I mean, I don't think they ever fully recovered from Mike McCarthy blowing that game.
If anything, that was the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end, definitely the beginning of the end for Rodgers and McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And you look back, and again, I don't have access to your Dropbox, but I did just want to play this. It's about a minute long.
Okay.
My initial thoughts with the guys on the big show, the first opportunity I had to talk about it, this would have been the Wednesday after the 2014 NFC Championship game.
Day three, how you feeling? Bart Winkler, big Packers fan on the other side of the glass. Just distraught and dejected when I walked into these studios today. How you feeling, Bart?
Outside of a death, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
What?
Hey, I'm not kidding. Hey. On Sunday night and yesterday and today and the day before that, was it Bostic's fault or McCarthy? I haven't even gotten to that point yet. I'm at, why do I like sports as much as I do? What happened this year for me? I get all pumped up. Badgers Final Four. Looks like we're going to the title game. No. Brewers. We're talking about, is this staff good enough to win a World Series? They don't make it. The LSU game, okay, for the Badgers. This Seattle game, which I was running up and down, panting all through my house. I still haven't seen the two-point conversion, and I never hope to. They replay the game on NFL Network last night. And I turned it on.
Uh-huh.
Immediately, I'm like, no, no. And then it was in a commercial. Thank God. So I turned off my remote, and I threw it against the wall.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
My neighbor said he took his batteries out of his remote so he wouldn't turn the TV on.
I've never felt this way, and I'm going to make sure that I never feel this way again. I'm not going to get into this team this hard until they get back to the title.
So you're over it, basically, is what you're saying.
That was from 2014, Wednesday after.
You sound so young there. I mean, your voice has definitely gotten deeper.
I sound the same.
No, I don't think so.
Outside of a death, this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
It sounds like your voice, you know, you got a little deeper. Maybe it's, you know, your voice is taking on a...
I'm just trying to fit
older.
In, Milwaukee. Hello.
Just got a little older, but... You know, the point here is it was a tough, tough one for all of us, man, to handle. I remember that Sunday night, I had to drive my kid back to Oshkosh from Lamira in the third quarter. You know, I'm rolling up there, and the Packers got the lead. And then a few of these things are happening. I'm listening to the game on the radio, and, of course, I drop my kid off at my ex's in 2015, and somehow she's arguing me about something. And I was in no mood because the Packers' lead was...
Oh, yeah.
I was in no mood. And I went to social media, and I said a few things.
Are they still on there?
I don't know. I don't even know if we want to go there.
How long would it take me to go 5 years back on your account?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's...
That's something I'll do for next week.
You can, but... I was not happy.
799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, Facebook, Instagram.
But she was just being nasty. And the Packer sees us unraveling. So instead of driving back, I went off 41. There's a Holiday Inn. Okay. So I went to the Holiday Inn there, went into the lobby of the hotel where people are crowded around the TV in the hotel lobby there, and watched the rest of the demise of the fourth quarter.
Oh, brutal.
With other people I didn't even know. got home and could not believe it. I mean, just on my way home, just stunned. Did not want to watch the AFC Championship game with New England at the time. Didn't care to watch that. Just amazed. So, yeah, I ended up watching the fourth quarter in the lobby of a Holiday Inn just with a bunch of people I don't even know because I had to catch the ending of it. My plan was to do that anyway. But when I left my house, dropped my kid off, I fully thought, Packers are on their way, man. Packers are on their way. I'll just watch the coronation in this Holiday Inn. Didn't think I was going to be watching one of the worst moments of my...
Why didn't you go to like a bar?
Sports, because it was right near it. There was no time.
Okay.
There was no time.
Okay.
There was no... because this thing's unraveling, and I'm like...
How many people found themselves at a Holiday Inn on a Sunday afternoon?
I don't know. It was just like people from the front desk whatever. The point is I wanted to get somewhere to quickly watch because this thing was going down quickly, and it was falling apart, and I had to... When I went to watch Tom Watson at the British Open back in 2009, I was looking for a place to go as we're driving back from my mom's house in Racine or my aunt's house in Racine, and we're driving back, and I told you I had to go to the Hooters on Layton Avenue with my two young kids at the time because I wanted to watch Tom Watson. This has been a feature on Golf Channel regarding this. I wanted to watch Tom Watson in this miracle story of possibly winning the British Open at the age of 59. So I was in the same situation. I had to get somewhere.
May I someday be half the dad that you are?
I have to. So my kids got, they got to go to the Hooters at a relatively, 11 and 8, I think they were at the time. So anyway, but I had to get there. So I was watching this with other people I didn't know at this Holiday Inn because I just... I saw it and it was just disaster. And it was one of the worst days of my sports life.
Are you over it? Are you over the 2014 NFC Championship game? 799-1250. Jason's in South Milwaukee. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. That was a special season to really watch. Beating the Bears in Chicago early on and that Atlanta Monday night game. The Carolina game, the Philly game. It was just watching Jordy just get that one step on his defender, and he's just streaking across the field, and Rodgers connecting with him. It was a special season to just watch take place. Ndamukong Suh, air quotes, accidentally stepping on Rodgers' calf, and then Rodgers coming back out of the tunnel all hopped up on whatever they gave him and just playing lights out the rest of the game. I mean, this is just a really special season to watch unfold. And then that 2014 championship game, that was like the Pearl Harbor of Green Bay Packers football history. you never get over something like that, guys. A part of me died that day. I'm not even kidding.
I feel like a part of me died. Yeah, that's how I felt.
He calls me a drama queen about this, mm-hmm. And I said... My one saving grace, and I love 105.7 The Fan. I listen to all three shows. You guys are in the background of my life every day because I'm in my work truck a lot. And that I was in San Diego for that championship game, visiting family, so I didn't have to listen to The Fan the day after or the day after that because that would have ripped my heart out that much more. I mean, I developed anger issues, I think, from that game.
Yeah.
The outcome of that game. I mean, how does that happen? How does McCarthy, after the Morgan Burnett pick and the Julius Peppers tells him to get down, when he's got an open field to at least get to the five, a kick puts that game away, a field goal puts that game away. But immediately following that interception, McCarthy calls three run plays with Lacy. It's like, what happened? It was like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be hot today, and Packer season is just about upon us.
50 days.
Talking about it, but man.
It just never goes away. When Julius Peppers goes into the Hall of Fame, next to his bus, it's all his great moments, but just like how if Pete Rose ever goes to the Hall of Fame, they'll mention that, he bet in baseball. On Julius Peppers, on his bust, on the little inscription, it should say, told Morgan Burnett to sit down in the 2014.
It won't, because he got a pass from that dude.
Nah, he shouldn't have.
Matthew tweets in, I'll never forgive Peppers.
Yeah.
If he doesn't tell Burnett to slide after the interception, that game is over. None of the other crap happens. I absolutely agree with that. I agree with Jason. I agree with it all.
Yeah.
Wilson passes, picked off. That's Burnett, and he will slide down off the hands of Jermaine Kearse. And a deflection for the interception and another turnover for the Seattle offense and a takeaway for this Green Bay defense.
Now, is that the year they Aaron Rodgers said relax early in the season? They got off to a 1-2 start. Is that the year relax came
up? R-E-L.
Is that it? I think it was after the Detroit loss because they went 1-2.
No, I think that was the 2016 NFC Championship game year. Okay. Remember, they went to another NFC Championship game between the Seattle one and present day.
Oh, yeah.
They went to another one,
yeah.
And that got, like, completely stricken from Packers fans' memories.
Yeah.
Because they weren't that good. That was the year, I think.
I thought it was 2014, he said relax.
Relax. The Falcons' year. It was 2014.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, we both were wrong on a fact so far today. You didn't bet your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. He did it 2014 after Detroit. Yeah. After Detroit.
I don't even need to play the clip. I've got it down for a science. There's Rodgers. R-E-L-A-X. And then there's the other guy.
Come on.
You're my best friend, Aaron.
I thought you guys stop going back and forth, you and that guy.
R-E-L. I'm so tickled. I had to get to talk to Aaron.
Okay. Now, that game in Seattle wouldn't have been played in Seattle if the Packers, back in mid-December of that year, had just won a game against the lousy Buffalo Bills. Remember that? They lost
Buffalo?
I do. Because that cost them home field advantage. Because they were 10-3 going into that game. Now they lost that game and they won their final few games to finish it off at 12-4. But the third last game of the season, they lost in Buffalo. Just a disappointing loss. They just showed no urgency at all in losing that game. So that cost them home field advantage. So they had to play the game in Seattle, and that, you know, that just added to that season.
Eric tweets in, I was over it completely until you brought it up. Eric?
R-E-L-A-X. Miss something on The Fan? Just go to 1057fmthefan.com and click on demand. Powered by John Paul's Buick GMC on Highway 100, Greenfield.
Lincoln Contractors Supply in Fabic Rents, the Cat Rental Store. Two names Wisconsin Contractors Trust for tools and equipment, sales and rentals. You're covered from Cat skid steer loaders, aerial equipment and work tools to job tools and supplies. Makita is driving innovation with their LXT X2 cordless, subcompact, and dust management tools. Stop in today and see what's new. Makita, one system, over 200 solutions. Lincoln Contractor Supply and Fabic Rents, the Cat Rental Store. Working side by side, serving Wisconsin contractors with 10 statewide alliance locations.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Generations of shoppers have called Stein's their store. From Milwaukee to Mequon, Brookfield to Big Bend, Waukesha to West Bend, Germantown to Oconomowoc, Racine to Kenosha, Appleton to Oshkosh, or Green Bay to Bellevue. Have you found yours? Proudly planted in Wisconsin and growing with you since 1946.
This summer, enjoy best-selling audiobooks, guided fitness, exclusive originals, and more on the go with the Audible app. Your first audiobook is free at audible.com.
Brewers and Braves wrap up the series, and the crew wraps up the homestand. Wendy's Big Show meets the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey later today here on The Fan.
Fixing your car or truck just got a whole lot easier and cheaper with Wrench and Go. Wrench and Go is a self-service auto parts yard giving you access to the lowest price on auto parts. Just bring in your own tools to Wrench and Go's acres of blacktop with over 800 cars on wheel stands, ready and easily stripped by you for parts. 3520 West Mill Road between Teutonia and Sherman. It's the lowest prices on parts around, and it's pure automotive heaven. Wrench and Go at wrenchandgo.com, where man meets metal.
Have you recently gone through a divorce? Or maybe your parents have gone through a divorce. Let's say it's your parents that went through a divorce and you grew up in split households. Did your parents ever use you as a pawn to try and get back at the other? If they did, you know what I'm talking about. And for those of you going through a divorce right now with children, please pay attention. Don't use your children as pawns to try and gain leverage against your former spouse. It wasn't the kids who initiated the divorce. The children should be shielded from as much hostility and divisiveness as possible, not used to help either party gain the upper hand. Don't sell working with a law firm that takes a one-size-fits-all approach to your unique case. The law offices of Thomas Morola will treat you like an individual. And Tom will never reassign your case to a junior attorney or a legal staffer. To set up your consultation, please call 414-327-5800. That's 414-327-5800. Or go to MorolaLaw.com.
Hey, it's Radio Joe on the next Bill Michaels Show. We'll discuss the crazy amount of parody in Major League Baseball with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. And yeah, training camp's around the corner, but so is fantasy football. Let's get the lowdown with Paul Charchian. That's the Bill Michaels Show, weekdays 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
I just felt that you had to take points. I didn't think a lot of points would win this game. Today was my thinking coming in. I felt great about our defense all week, just the way they've been building here the last 8-9 weeks. And that's why, you know, we had to take the field goals.
That's former Packer head coach Mike McCarthy after the NFC Championship game in 2014. Are you over it? I say no. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. And what happened from that game? Caller just said that a part of him died that day. I do think that I get into it maybe less. I look at sports as sort of differently since that game. I mean, I was heartbroken over the Brewers loss for sure, and I was heartbroken over the Bucks loss for sure. And some of these things have brought me, you know, back to a point that I never even thought I'd be at those points. But it was nothing like the NFC Championship game. You were going to the Super Bowl, and not maybe or kinda. But you were going. It was 19-7. You were in control that whole game. Right away in the game. Interception. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix. The Packers get the ball at the Seahawks. 19. They start in the red zone. Lacy. Field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Then another fumble. They get the ball back. Lacy. Incomplete. Short pass Cobb. Field goal. It's 6-0. I remember being in my living room at 6-0, and then 13-0, and then 16-0 was another short drive and field goal. And I was screaming to myself. My wife's like, "What? Everything's good. It's 16-0. I said, "You got to step on him."
Oh yeah, when they got to the
you got to step on him. It's not over. This is the Seattle Seahawks. You got to take them out of the game.
Yeah, and when they got up to the 6-0 after hitting that second short field goal, I went on Twitter and I said, "Man, you got to be going for this. You're on the road against a good team. Your touchdowns are going to win this game." And I got feedback, "Oh, you got to take the points. What are you talking about? You got to take the points in that situation." Well, good old Freems is right on that one.
Good old Freems is right again. Chalk it up to another Freemsy.
Yeah. Was right. Absolutely, man. You know, you get that down there, you got to go for that, man. You had inches to go and you couldn't get the job done. You settled for chip shot field goals.
That happened, and Mike McCarthy had 5 more years as a coach. Like it took them 5 more years to finally fire him for that game. You don't come back for that game. And the Packers, then what would they do? They'd start off slow. They'd be 4-4. They'd, You know, they made that NFC Championship run, which was a brilliant year by Rodgers. The whole team was trash, but Rodgers got them there. And then they lost to the Falcons. And the fact that we're not even – the fact that we're asking about the NFC Championship game in 2014 and not in 2016 further shows how over this, how not over this we are.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And, Bart, I think we could have this conversation probably 10 years from now. Same thing. It's one of those that's it is tough to get done with. And you know, you mentioned other tough losses along the way here, but this one takes the cake. Super Bowl 32. You know, I mean, of course, you get to a championship round. You know, the end game, that might be a little different. You know, losing to Denver, Leroy Butler will always say that one is tougher. But still, to get to the Super Bowl, in
well, he played in that.
Yeah, but I mean, I see what he's saying. That was, you know, they were heavy favorite going into that game, 13.5, 14-point favorite, and nobody really gave Denver a chance. Nobody really did. And the Packers, you know, could have played better, much better, and they lost. And this game, they did play well, but they made so many mistakes where played timid. They played timid. They played for. They did not step on their throats. They did not break their neck. You know that all those proverbs. Did not do anything that they deserved to win that game. Seattle, they let Seattle come right back in that game. And that's what's so frustrating.
What was tougher for you as a fan? Super Bowl 32 or the NFC Championship game against Seattle?
You know, that Seattle game, man, because of the way they lost. Because of the accumulation of things that went wrong for them. Yeah, the Super Bowl was bad. And I remember going back to the hotel that night. I was like, God, I can't believe they lost this game. But still... Same with 2014. You know, they lost to Seattle, and I'm still saying, I can't believe they had that many things. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find in sports history any type of game where a team had that many things go against them in a second half of a game to lose. But the Packers did it in the wrong moment. It wasn't some regular season game. It was the NFC Championship game, and they collapsed.
We've had heartbreak since then as fans. We mentioned the Brewers. Last year, we mentioned the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks gave up, what, a 26-2 run
sure.
to the Raptors. That sucked. And some of the Badger stuff sucked. And it sucks. Some of this stuff sucks. I don't think combined you equal the suckiness of the NFC Championship game. I just don't.
Mm-hmm. I remember my girlfriend Shannon running into Aaron Rodgers the next day at a Quick Trip in Green Bay. The very next day, the next morning, stopped and got gas. He held the door open for her, had a smile on his face, and she said, Aaron, you know, sheepishly, Aaron, sorry about last night. And he just kind of, you know, smiled and went on his way. And I said, man, you were a lot nicer than him than a lot of people should have been. Sorry about last night. They should be apologizing to us. Sorry about last night. Man, he should be sorry for last night.
Chuck and Winkler.
Not us as fans.
Served up by Perkins, 799-1250. Andy and Appleton. Andy, are you over the 2014 NFC Championship game?
I think the way that you can figure out if you're over something is if you can see it again. And the answer to that is no. A few years back, they showed the game again in a Buffalo Wild Wings, so I was there. And you just couldn't help but watching. And I was with my girlfriend at the time, and it got to the onside kick. And she looks at me and goes, are you okay? You look like you're about to cry. And I said, you know what? We should probably go. I don't think I can watch this again. I know what happens, and I don't want to see it again.
Yeah. You know, that is. I mean, I don't want to. The NFL Network, a few days after
that
game. Did
you get your wings at least?
Yeah. I was lucky I was at the end of the meal because
okay, good.
I don't think I would have been able to eat at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, NFL Network was showing that game for a few days afterwards, and I couldn't put it on. I mean, I didn't want to see it. Tough. Yeah, I mean, it was tough to watch. Still have not seen the replay. You know, usually I'll go and watch a replay of a game if it's a good one.
Even if they lose?
Yeah, I'll still. I know, but that one I couldn't.
I still have not seen the 2-point conversion that Russell Wilson threw. I have never seen it live. I have not seen a highlight. I have never, ever, ever, ever seen it.
Well,
I don't know what happened.
Don't go back.
I don't want to.
Don't go back. I don't want to see highlights of that game. I don't. I don't want to see any visuals of that game at all. But because it is, it's one of the most, if not the most, painful loss as a sports fan here in the state.
Brian tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You guys can chime in, 799-1250. Brian says, guys, out of the three major teams here, the Packers are third for me. But that loss hurts the most. Mm-hmm. It was nothing but a pure choke job. Seattle could not have played any worse. We half-assed through the whole thing. The Super Bowl was a guarantee, and they crapped the bed.
Well, they were guaranteed to go to the Super Bowl if they won that. That's enough. You know, that's as far as the guarantees go. But they weren't guaranteed to beat anybody in the Super Bowl. You get to that point, you're not guaranteed anything. But they should have won that game. Yeah, you know, the Packers. To me, you know, they're, you know, I'm much more of a Bucs or Brewer fan. Not that I'm not a Packer fan, but a Brewers and Bucs have always been, you know, our team here in the city. But I agree. Yeah, that Packer loss, the worst. Second, probably, you know. Mark, Wisconsin losing to Kentucky in the Final Four in 2014. But that one, that 2014 game, Bart, man, that was a – I mean, yeah. I mean, we mentioned it, like, randomly here on the show. Like, I would say at least once every 2 weeks.
More than that. It has come up a lot. Mike is in his car, 799-1250. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, how about that? All right, something good came out of this.
Mike, don't be a foreigner to the show.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm driving to work. I had to chime in on these championship heartache stories. You know, the one, it started for me in 97 with the Elway loss and the, this one's for John. That was terrible. But the one that I still lose sleep over is the 07 NFC Championship with Favre against the 8-8 Giants at Lambeau. Oh, man.
Yeah.
This one's worse, though.
No, but that one, the first one, the Favre one, I remember watching at my parents' house, and I couldn't breathe. Like Lawrence Tynes had his last field goal or whatever.
You had the Lambeau mystique. It was snowing. You know, we didn't know if Favre was coming back.
20 below zero.
Eli Manning sucks.
Yeah.
The table was set. The 8-8 Giants came in. They were a pile of trash, and, you know, they end up winning the Super Bowl. But, my goodness, I mean, that one hurt. That one still stings me.
Yeah, you remember the previous week they beat Dallas. They beat Dallas in the playoff game. That allowed Green Bay to host the NFC Championship game. Otherwise, the Packers were supposed to go to Dallas and play the NFC Championship game. But when the Giants went into Irving and won that game. You know, that changed the whole thing around. It actually wasn't Irving at the time. I think it was what was it, Irving? I don't think Jerry World was built just then. So, yeah.
It is irrelevant.
Yeah. But they went into Dallas and won, and then that allowed the Packers to host. Allowed them to host the game, and that was a tough one. It was really, really cold that day. God, it was bitterly cold.
So you think those are worse than the one we're talking about?
I think, I don't know, for me it did. Well, I was a Favre maniac, so then, you know, they ended up shipping him to the Jets, and then, you know, he goes 8-3, blows out his shoulder, and then I was living in Minnesota when he choked the NFC Championship with the Vikings, too. So it has never stopped for me.
Okay, well, the pain continues. The agony continues. It just goes on and on and on and on.
Mike, first time caller, appreciate it. It feels like the first time. You know what they say, Chuck? They say that if you're in a relationship with somebody, however long that lasts, it takes half that time to get over that. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a relationship with someone for 2 years, how long would it take to get over that person? I just gave you the formula.
I
cannot do numbers with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're in a relationship with someone, it takes half that time to get over them. If you're in a relationship with someone for 2 years, how long does it take to get over them?
Well, 1 year, but I mean,
that's
not for everybody, though.
Well, that's just sort of.
I thought you were asking me how long it takes me, if it would take me if I was dating someone for 2 years, depending how much you were into them. You know, that's not the same formula. I mean, have you ever dated somebody for like my first marriage? I was over that quickly.
Okay. All right. I mean, different strokes for different folks, right?
Yeah.
If that formula is true, I was about 31 years old, 30 years old when that game happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it should take me, because I loved the Packers for 30 years. Should take me 15 years to get over.
Under that formula, yes.
Under that formula, it should take you about 45 years to get over.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
I always forget your age.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Once again, another millennial blasting me for my age.
Treating me
like I'm 100 years old.
Maybe I'm confused from all the pictures I saw of you yesterday online with the Face app where everybody looks old.
Yeah.
And you can see all us fan guys at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hey, Rick is in Oshkosh. Rick.
No, wait a minute. I don't even want to talk about what you're talking about right now. I want to talk to little Brewers here. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I need 5 minutes. I don't need you to pick up.
5 minutes?
You need 5 minutes?
I need, maybe 3 minutes to, if you let me get this off my chest.
You can have 30 seconds.
Oh, I need more than that. First thing, Chase Anderson. Correct counts are so much.
I'm timing you.
Brian, you can't do that. Brian Anderson and Bill Schroeder, that Chase Anderson
five.
Will never go a third time around through the lineup. Never. So why start him?
They won 13-1 last night.
I'm not talking about last night. I'm talking about Chase Anderson, and they finally hit today. They probably won't score any runs. That's their MO. That's their MO. Okay? You know, it's time to win. If they start
25.
Scoring 7-8 runs a game, fine. That's my first question. Second one.
29.
Second one.
30. Sure.
Shut up.
He tell us to shut up?
He did, yeah.
Oh, Rick. Rick, you know.
Rick, you had 30 seconds.
We're not talking about the Brewers here. We're kind of talking about heartbreak.
Well,
not that the Brewers haven't brought us heartbreak.
Oh, sure, yeah. Rick and Oshkosh, thanks for the call. I need 5 minutes.
Wow. 5 minutes?
Wow.
That's a hell of a long call, man.
Chuck and Winkler, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Are you over the 2014 NFC Championship loss to the Seahawks? It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
That feeling when the clock hits zero and you're ahead. We gave it away.
Possibly the beginning of the fracturing between Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. The 2014 NFC Championship game. At least the Packers brass, Mark Murphy, who we'll hear from later in the show, at least he recognized that and made a quick and swift change. Oh, it took him 5 years to move on to a new head coach. Okay.
Yeah, people were down on McCarthy for that moment, but I don't think, and there were some people who wanted him fired. I just look at it as that started the ball rolling. But the bad relationship between those two guys and the divorce had to end. It just kept on lingering. But I don't think he should have been fired after that game. But certainly...
In retrospect, I do.
Well, of course, in retrospect. Well,
if I could go back in time and change one Packer moment, I would either obviously have them win that game. But if I couldn't change that, I would have them fire McCarthy the day after that game.
But he had success. I mean, he won a Super Bowl a couple of years before that. So I...
But sometimes something happens and there's no turning back from.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have. I mean, at the end of the day, it belongs to the head coach. I don't think that game should have cost him his job. And I think at the time when people were saying he should be fired, it was, in the heat of the moment. But I don't think that should have did it. But I will say, though, I got the ball rolling. And if he did not go... In 2016, if he did not go to the NFC Championship game, because you remember at one point they were like 4-6, had he not turned that season around, then I would have fired him at the end of 2016. But 2014, as tough of loss as that was, Bart, I still would have kept them around for another, and they did. They kept them around for another season.
414-799-1250. Are you over the 2014 NFC Championship game? Let's see who's on line two. Hello, Chuck and Winkler, what's up? Hello?
Hello?
This is Rick from Oshkosh.
Oh, God. Rick.
Rick again?
Rick.
I tried to talk to you guys. You tell me I have 30 seconds. You don't even want to answer a tough question.
Ask a tough question. Ask one.
Okay. This is Brewers, not Packers.
Then will you answer our question?
Yeah, answer our question.
What?
You first.
Okay. My massage is Yasmani Grandal. You don't have options on either one.
Who?
If you had a choice, yes. Yasmani Grandal and Mike Moustakas.
Okay.
Okay. You can re-sign one. You can't re-sign both. They won't re-sign both. Because both of them would ask for a lot of money. Okay. I brought this up yesterday. You don't lose a player like Grandal to get one draft choice.
So who would I resign?
Good of a player. Who would you sign? I would resign Mike Moussa.
I would too.
5-year contract.
Yep. Moose.
Moose. But Brandel, I would trade now because you don't have pitching, or I would even trade him.
Right. Trade Grandal for pitching. Yeah.
And then who's your catcher?
Yeah. Manny Pena.
I don't know who's the pitching. I'm asking you guys this.
Well, they would, that's why they would trade Grandal.
What's your question for Rick?
Mike, the 2014. Are you over the 2014?
Yeah, are you over the 2014 NFC Championship game?
Long time ago.
How did you do it? Because I'm not over it. So how did you do it? How did you get over that game?
Because it's only a game. Okay,
and it's only a game, Rick. There's 162 Brewer games. You give yourself a heart attack after they lose.
You have no control what idiots get in their head about they're bigger than the coaches. When Aaron Rodgers reveals that he's bigger than the coaches, you're not going to get any head coach. All you're going to do is get a yes, Aaron. What do you want, Aaron? What do we do for you, Aaron? Kind of crap.
Oh, so we're going to blame Aaron completely for 2014, the NFC Championship game?
I blame him for everything after that.
Oh, we're talking about that game.
But, you get over it. I'm still, the only thing I'm upset with is Mike Holmgren for letting Denver Broncos score so damn fast, because you think Brett Favre can come back to score a touchdown in 2 minutes, huh? So
no, they had to let Denver score. Defense. They had to.
Come on. Then you're not, have no confidence in your defense at that time.
Chuck, do you hear that?
Yeah. No. Somehow he dodged the 2014 championship game and took it back to Super Bowl 32.
It was faint in the distance. Thanks, buddy.
Hope it'll last. You kind of monitor the radio station there, Rick. You just kind of see what we're talking about today.
I think he just has us on speed dial when he needs a friend.
Oh, open phone Oshkosh.
Ed is in Muskego at 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Ed, are you over the 2014 NFC Championship game?
Am I over it as a fan? No. I mean, in my personal life, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've moved on. But I'll tell you what, that 95 NFC Championship game against the Cowboys, I was 7 then. And, like, that's all I knew. Like, that was, like, I didn't have responsibilities or a job or anything like that. I went to school. And when we lost that game, that was, like, my entire life. Like, that's like, my only recreation, like, in life at the time was the Green Bay Packers. I thought that was the most important thing.
You're talking about the 95 game?
Yeah, the NFC Championship.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And then they went to the Super Bowl the next year. Yeah, that point, when they couldn't win that game, I was like, you know, they're never beating Dallas.
Right, but you can't tell the 7-year-old self that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was 7 when that happened.
Oh,
so to me, like, I physically cried after that game. Like, my dad had to use, he was, like, flabbergasted that he had a 7 and 5-year-old kid in his living room that were, like, freaking crying hysterically, you know?
And I remember about the year they went to the Super Bowl, the next year, I remember people were like, so if Ed was 7, I was about 13.
You're talking about 96.
Yeah, so when they go to the Super Bowl in 96, after they lose to Dallas a bunch of times,
mm-hmm.
I remember people saying, because they beat San Francisco and Carolina, they get in. And I'm thinking, okay, this is great, we're in the Super Bowl. And I remember hearing people talk about how, well, you know, they didn't beat Dallas together, so it really doesn't feel as good as it should. It's not the same because I wanted us to beat Dallas. And I'm thinking, man, adults are weird. Who cares?
Yeah.
They're in the Super Bowl.
Dallas was in the playoffs.
Who cares if you had to beat Dallas?
Dallas got beat by Carolina that year in the playoffs.
Yeah, they might have. But I thought, man, adults, what's your problem?
Yeah, they said, well, hey, doesn't mean as much because it can't beat Dallas.
If we're not beating Troy Aikman, what's the really what, mean?
Then they beat Dallas the following year after that in 97, I want to say, in a home game. It's like, oh, we finally got the Cowboys.
Yeah, by like 100.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, who cares?
The showdown in Title Town. Yeah.
And Dallas was aged at that point. They were done. Their run had ended.
Dallas.
They were done.
Roy is in New Berlin. Roy, are you over the 2014 NFC Championship game?
Hey, Roy.
Hello, boys. Long-time listener. Real quick.
First-time caller?
A couple of years ago. I think my second time caller.
All right, Roy.
Okay.
No. Roy's a man's name, man.
That's Roy.
There ain't no sissy name Roy. I'll Roy. Tell you that.
You guys are great. I love listening to you guys in the morning.
Thanks, Roy, man. You're a man's man.
I'm watching the last 5 minutes and 12 seconds of that Packers-Seattle game, and in my hand, I have two $100 futures, one at 8-1 and one at 12-1 for the Super Bowl. And I am watching, I am standing now in front of my giant screen TV. And my wife decides to tell me that, you know, if you do hit this first one, NFC Championship, we'll go ahead and cash those in Vegas instead of mailing them in.
Oh.
And I can't tell you how devastated that was, aside from just really wanting them to win the whole thing. And I'll never get over that. Never get over that. But I really think Aaron Rodgers this year is going to put on a quarterback clinic. I really think they're going to go 11-5. I love the defense, what they did in the offseason. And that's about it with the Packers. Brewers, I've been wanting to call you guys and say this for a long time. They proved me wrong yesterday, but I think they're a long ball team, home run team, and when they don't hit home runs, they lose. They can't hit a small ball, move the players around. It just aggravates me to no end. And they did it yesterday. I hope they can keep it up.
Yeah.
Real quick.
They still hit home runs. They hit three of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And real quick, Milwaukee Bucks.
Are you getting them all out today?
Yeah, I want to get it all in. I don't know when I'll be able to call back again. But
that's fine, Roy.
The other All-Star, I forget his name.
Middleton?
Middleton, yeah. I just don't think he's a true All-Star, and I think they've got to pick somebody up for next year if they want to contend.
Yeah. You're saying somebody better than Middleton?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think that time is passed. I mean, they're not going to get a free agent. They were going to get somebody better than Middleton.
I
hate to say they're stuck with Middleton, but they're stuck with Middleton.
Right.
At $178 million.
What did you have for your Packer prediction again?
11-5.
Yeah.
I think they're going to crush the Bears in week one.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking. I really like who they picked up. The three defensive guys they picked up, I had on my fantasy football team last year. Those guys.
A little IDP action?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yes.
Defensive player.
Yes, Roy. Roy.
Do you realize, though, if...
Our kind of guy. Thanks, Roy.
If the Packers make the postseason, LaFleur would be the first Packer coach to take a team to the playoffs in his first year as coach.
Yeah. That'd hard be to believe. Amazing.
With all the great coaches that Packers have had. Yes.
We are 50 days away, boys and girls, from Packers-Bears. 50 days away.
That night, the Packers at Soldier Field for that Thursday night game. The same night, the Brewers opened up a four-game series with the Cubs at Miller Park.
I'm not going to care about that by then.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Let's go to Chicago that day.
For the game?
Yeah, let's do a live show.
I'm going to the Brewers and Cubs as of right now.
We have a month. We have 50 days to change that.
We'll see. What do you want to do, the show from the Score in Chicago?
Will's Northwoods. They'll be open. Packer Bar.
That's the Packer Bar?
Yeah. We'll get them open.
Well, we can set something up, sure.
Mike.
Get some free tickets.
799-1250. What's up? Are you over the 2014 NFC Championship game?
Well, I am until somebody brings it up, and then it just fires me up again.
Oops, sorry.
You know what? It's, to be honest with you guys, it's what really made me dislike Clay Matthews, because he was out in that last series sitting exhausted and stuff. And when you really think about it, it really changed the landscape, because the next year, that was when McCarthy didn't know what was going on. Oh, you mean Clay was on the sidelines? I didn't even know that. So the next year, he gave up his play-calling duties, and whoever he gave them to, I don't even remember anymore. That poor guy, he's probably out of a job, because they took his play-calling duties away, what, about the sixth game into the season? But the bottom point, because McCarthy did want to keep track of his team after that. I thought that was really something. But the thing that does get me, too, though, is when you think about it, that's the difference between a great coach and a decent coach or a mediator. Do you think that
Bill Walsh would have ran the ball or run the ball three straight times into the line when you've got the best quarterback in football, he would have been throwing the ball in that last drive. He would have said, we're going to put this away now, and we're going to get rid of this. And McCarthy just, he ran the ball three times into the center of the line, and it's like, you can't win football games that way. All right, guys, thanks.
Yeah, you know, Seattle was a favorite in that game, the betting line favorite in that game. They were the favorite. So you would have guessed, you know, when you were ahead in that game in the fourth quarter, that Seattle, I mean, you were, if you were the Packers, you were on your way to a win. You were on your way to a win. So Seattle not only won the game, but by winning it 28-22, covered the, what, the 3-point spread, I think, in that game, 3.5-point spread, covered the point spread by scoring the touchdown in the overtime. And, you know, if you had the Seattle, you were smiling. If you had the Packers and you bet on the game, you were just, that just added to the sting.
Well, and with McCarthy, it was one of his instances where he played not to lose. And he's been conservative and stubborn. He's been called those things a bunch. But in that game specifically, he played not to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't think that that's a strategy in life. I think that you should try to win. If it's a little bigger of a risk, but you can win, try to win. Do what you can do to put yourself in a position to win, where if you fail, you at least tried to win. McCarthy did not try to win that game. He just tried not to lose.
You're right. It does go for all walks of life. It's like when you go on the golf course and you're trying to be conservative and hit a shot.
Hit it over the trees.
When you're trying to be conservative and, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to use a little pitching wedge. Somehow you hook the pitching wedge and you're still behind the trees. It's like, just go for it. That's what I say. Don't be conservative. Just let it all hang out.
Let it all hang out.
Absolutely.
No mulligans in life, Chuck.
No mulligans. No, no mulligans. Just go for it, man.
A little sports taffy for
you. It's like any time you're tentative doing something. You're a little gun-shy, it always comes back to bite you.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. So we will try, at least for today, to put 2014 behind us and look ahead to 2019. Mark Murphy sitting down on the Fan this week. We'll hear what he had to say about his team's chances. The PR machine of the Packers next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.